From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer Ludden. An incident in Gaza today highlighted the uncertainties of Palestinian politics after the death of Yasser Arafat. Arafat's interim successor, Mahmoud Abbas, survived an apparent assassination attempt. Two people, including a bodyguard, were killed and at least four wounded. Abbas is considered a leading contender for president in a Palestinian election scheduled for January 9th. That election is sure to be on the agenda when Israel's foreign minister meets in Washington this week with Colin Powell. For insight into Israeli thinking on the Palestinian transition, we called Gerald Steinberg, political science professor at Bar-Ilan University outside Tel Aviv. I asked him if Israel will pull troops out of Gaza and the West Bank to allow campaigning to go forward.
Probably not. It's going to be a very difficult and delicate balance to decide how to do this from an Israeli perspective. There's clearly a logic in wanting to stay as far away from the Palestinian population centers to let them run their own political process, their own elections to the extent possible. But there's also a problem of terrorism and opening up the door too widely. We've had lots of experience, albeit in the Arafat era, but for many years, where Israeli troops have pulled back and that was used in order to filter in and smuggle in terror attacks, bombs, and other things.
Do you expect Israel will allow Palestinians in East Jerusalem to vote as they did in the 1996 elections that conferred the title of president on Yasser Arafat?
My guess is the expectation, particularly because there will be American and European pressure, that Israel will allow Palestinians in East Jerusalem to go ahead and vote, again, provided that it's done in a way that doesn't seem to be either politically too much of a statement of some sort of Palestinian control over Jerusalem or at the same time opening up terror possibilities. But I think in principle this can be negotiated.
A major item on the Israeli agenda for next year is a pullout from the Gaza Strip. Prime Minister Ariel Sharon has said he wants to do that unilaterally. He had called Yasser Arafat a terrorist and said there was no one with whom he could negotiate. Now, presumably after January, there will be a new Palestinian leader. Do you expect Israel to then negotiate its planned withdrawal from Gaza?
I think that you've opened up an area, you've pointed to an area which is now very much being debated and will get even more hotly debated within Israel. There's a lot of disagreement, there's a lot of opposition to unilateral withdrawal, particularly from within Prime Minister Sharon's Likud party, from people who are affiliated with the settler community, and they're looking for a delay. They want to slow this down. They're very much opposed to this unilateral disengagement process. So they're going to say, Arafat is gone. Let's see what the Palestinians do bring up in terms of negotiation possibilities. Let's just wait to see how this develops. But Sharon has already put so much of a political effort into getting Israeli political support for disengagement. To stop it and then have to start it again seems to be very costly.
So you don't foresee broader negotiations over the West Bank anytime soon?
I think it's very unlikely.
There's a report today that militants in Gaza fired into a mourning tent for Yasser Arafat. Is there concern in Israel about intra-fighting among the Palestinians?
The dominant scenario after Arafat goes is that all these groups, all these different terror groups, would fight it out for control. There's a lot of fear that that is going to happen, and the shots that were fired today in Gaza seem to indicate that that's certainly not an exaggerated fear. From an Israeli perspective, the fear is that if Israel were to make major concessions now in security areas and political areas in order to encourage the new government, that new government may not be around for very long. It may give way to a chaotic Palestinian situation or very radical new leadership, perhaps under Hamas. And today's shooting sort of emphasized that.
Gerald Steinberg is political science professor at Bar-Ilan University outside Tel Aviv and director of the university's program on conflict management and negotiation. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
My pleasure.